An articulated truck early this morning ran into a carnival procession in Senyabriku in the central region, killing 27. Our central regional correspondent Kofi Sichiyama Pobi describes how the accident occurred.
I am currently at Winneba Hospital, where the 27 people who were killed by a tanker just last night when they were having a street carnival have been brought. And we have 27 people who are dead. And the doctor told us that most of them are teenagers from 12, 13, 14, 17. Most of them are teenagers. And we have another 27 people who are also seriously injured and at the hospital's ward, and they are being treated. Currently, the doctor himself is here. And we also came with the Central Regional Minister, who on behalf of President have given them some donations. So the doctor is going to tell us what the situation is like as they brought other people in here.
What did you hear was the cause of the accident? You mean at the carnival, this tanker driver just drove into the people or what?
Yes, what happened was that in the morning, that was yesterday morning, that water tanker driver realized that he had problem with his brakes. So instead of going to repair it, I don't know what was happening, he decided to move along with it. So in the around 9, 10, thereabouts, he decided to move. When he got to Senyabriku, the people were having carnival as characterized as far as Christmas is concerned. So they were having it, and the tanker driver just ran through them. At the moment, 27 of the people have died, like I said.
Are you aware whether these people who are holding the carnival, were they under police permit?
As to whether they have police permit or not, I can't tell. But then, the doctor is here, so the doctor can tell us about what the situation is like. Can you tell us what really happened? I told you that you were called from home to come and attend to this people just last night. What really happened?
I actually had a distress call around 10:15, and I rushed to the hospital, and I found nobody. So I went back, and after 20 minutes' time, I was called back to the hospital, just to find that a lot of teenagers in pool of blood, some agonizing and dying, and we were trying to resuscitate, but it wasn't working. They came with various degree of injuries and some were not compatible to life. So those ones, they died immediately as they arrived, and some were in the vehicles. But the 27 that we have, we've been able to stabilize them, and they are responding to treatment.
And it showed that they are all teenagers.
Yes, teenagers. The oldest is around 20 years. Is it possible that we will have some of these for the injured persons elsewhere in other hospitals?
Yeah, I've been told that we have two of the victims in the Aguna Street Group.
So I'm making arrangement with my colleague in Agnes Wedru to transfer them to us.
Dr. Prag, you're coming.
Trauma and orthopedic specialist at the acting medical center of the hospital.
We have a DCE of Futu also here, and they also accompanied the dead bodies and the sick persons to the place when they heard it. So he's also going to tell us a little bit about what he saw.
Honestly, it is really horrible. At the morgue, it is horrible. 27 people splashed all over the place. And we thank God about 27 others have been stabilized in the various wards. In fact, they are responding nicely to treatment, and we believe all of them will come out. The only situation is that we've lost about 27 youth, and that is all that we can say.
We were told they were having street carnival. Were they holding it under permit, police permit?
For that much, I cannot tell.
All right. That appears to be the MCE of Efutu, Honorable Ni FM.
That was Central Regional Correspondent Kofi Sichiyama Pobi.